This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A U.S. district judge has accepted the guilty plea of the Club Q shooter on 74 federal charges. CPR's Dan Boyce says the 24-year-old will serve 55 life sentences.
These are in addition to the 5 life sentences handed down in the state case last summer. Assistant U.S. Attorney General Kristen Clark calls it one of the most violent hate crimes against the LGBTQ community in American history.
We should send a loud message. We will not tolerate hate in our country.
The shooter killed 5 people and wounded more than a dozen others in the November 2022 shooting at the LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. The federal charges included 50 hate crimes. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Juneteenth flag is flying at the Colorado State Capitol for today's holiday. CPR's Paolo Giansita has more.
This is the third year Juneteenth will be celebrated as an official state and federal holiday. State lawmakers and Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera were on hand for the flag raising. Representative Jennifer Bacon said celebrating Juneteenth is an important step towards healing the country's racial divide.
As we raise this flag, we want to signify that this holiday is critical to American history, that unfortunately, through the auspices and the hopes that are the United States of America, we have to confront one of our original sins, which was the enslavement of those of African descent.
Juneteenth is recognized as the date the final group of enslaved people in Texas learned of their freedom under the Emancipation Proclamation. I'm Paolo Giansita, CPR News.
A bill that aims to modernize nuclear energy regulations and improve safety is headed to President Biden's desk. Both Colorado senators voted for the bill Tuesday. It's part of a measure to reauthorize federal firefighting grants. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette co-led the nuclear provision in the House. The bill passed that chamber last month. The body of a missing swimmer was recovered from Pueblo Reservoir over the weekend. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the incident shows the importance of wearing life jackets when in or near the water. This is CPR News.